Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's Reality Gaze. Let's love.
Let's go fly a kite and tell me you're sorry. Tell me. Tell me. Tell me. Tell me.
It doesn't matter what she apologizes for. He just needs her to say sorry. Like, I'm sorry I stepped on your shoe. Boy, I have never seen someone with more fragile feelings in my life.
I wondered if this all would be fixed if they were, or better, if they were just two women that he wasn't able to say as a man, just say, you hurt my feelings.
He can't.
If he said that, that would solve so, well, no,
you know
he's
what,
still
though?
Terrible.
I don't think she herself could even validate that because she thinks she's right. And he needs to be right all the time. And he needs her to apologize and slightly grovel like he kind of did.
He does want a little bit.
They all, it's
Wait,
so funny.
Are you
funny.
Talking about 90 Day Fiancé or what your
no,
exes
what
need
I,
to do?
What I prefer.
But you love it when they grovel.
I love it, especially on their knees. I also want to apologize. We're going to go back to this in a second. I want to apologize to all of our audience for missing when you said this. I think this was on the watch along. We recorded a watch along, uh-huh. And you said you were talking about everything, everywhere, all everywhere, everything. I always miss this up.
Everything,
everywhere, all at once. Mm-hmm. And I missed an opportunity to say that's what they called me in college.
You did. You
and
did.
That is a failure.
That's a failure.
I'm going to apologize to our audience. And I'm saying the joke now does not redeem me for it, but
no, it almost kind of makes it worse.
I know. I'm saying now it should have been. Have you seen everything everywhere all at once? That's what they called me in college. Hey, boys, it's everywhere.
It should have been.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not. It's kind of sad now, actually. Anyway, back to Violet and Riolet.
This is Reality Gaze.
I just want to say the funniest thing about all of this. He's like, so you don't have anything else to say to me? You're fine. Okay, that's fine. I'm fine with it.
Did you say something?
It sounded like I'm sorry.
No.
This is maddening. This man is exhausting
He's
to be
exhausting.
With.
Exhausting. He is exhausting.
He just, because he, y'all, he apologized so she would. That's the only reason.
He didn't, that was not a meaningful apology. I don't think it was a meaningful apology at all.
Now, is she being squirrely with details?
100%.
Yes.
She's not an angel.
Yeah. But boy, this behavior is never going to change for him.
No.
He is always going to need her to say, if he apologizes, all I can do is stare at you, open that Sprite bottle while I'm.
But I'm trying to be really.
You know what? Every time I start talking,
I'm bad at that. And you're right. I'm going to be better about that. Because I was trying to be, and the bottle wouldn't come off.
Y'all, every time I start talking and he goes to do something,
you're
it
right.
steals focus in the worst way.
Well, I keep thinking, I forget sometimes we're on video. Welcome to our intimate portrait.
Hello.
If you're on audio, you're right. I'm going to be better at that.
Wait, do it. Wait till the time when you were actually talking.
No, I'm feeling. I'm feeling like I want to compromise because you shamed me for something and our audio engineer told you it was you and not me that was messing up. And I'm having the best week ever.
Frank, you're going to pay for that. That's not how we do things to your reality gaze.
It was great. Anyway, yeah. So now poodles on edge, y'all. The fucking didn't work. But this is reality gaze.
This is reality gaze.
Yes.
We'll talk.
I'm Maddie, and that's Poodle.
We'll talk much more about Riolet in just a second. But a couple of announcements. We did a collab very recently.
We did.
Kind of an interview, actually. Like very, very, very Barbara Walters of us.
Yeah, I don't know.
With
Barbara,
noted producer. Media mogul, I'm going to call her that, Jessica Sebastian
Dying,
which of course these two queens with Christine Dying.
We started singing Phantom of the Opera to her. And she's a very nice, beautiful,
lovely
British woman.
Lovely British woman.
And just kind of stared at us and blinked. No, she laughed.
No, she was very kind.
She got it.
But she's the showrunner for a show, not showrunner,
executive producer,
EP of a show called The Marriage Pact on the Roku channel. And yes. I'm going to say, I hate most everything that I watch.
Mm-hmm.
I liked this show.
I really liked the
concept. I've only watched one episode so far. You've watched more of it than I have.
I've watched four now.
You don't have to have a Roku to watch this, or you don't even have to pay for Roku.
You don't even have to have an account. I just went to the website.
It's like a library card. You just have to have a name.
It is.
And you have to register your email, and it's free. You have to watch with commercials,
but not a lot.
They're quick. And y'all, the idea is these are people, some of these people are friends who've had a marriage pact that they're going to get married in their 30s. This concept I've never understood.
You don't understand it. Let me explain this. Y'all know a marriage pact where you're drunk at a bar with your best friend and you said, look, this is when you were 22 and you thought you had to be married by the time you were 30.
Not familiar.
And you say,
ever.
If we're not married by 30, you want to get married and have a kid together. And you go, yeah, let's do it. Well, this show is actually bringing together people that have made that. Some of them have actually dated before and broke up. Some of them have been friends for 20 years and have no physical connection. Are going to see.
And some of them are 22.
Some of them are 22. And as and as his girlfriend says, we can't sleep together at night because that's when the devil does his work. In the same bed. Can't do it.
I would totally have tried to bang that guy in a bonfire.
The production team on this are people that have worked on The Bachelor and also people, showrunner worked on Love is Blind.
And Bachelor and Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight. So y'all,
it's really smart.
I thought, Roku, what kind? And honestly, it looks like something you would see on Netflix. It looks gorgeous.
And
it's
we're not
really
being
well
paid
done.
To say this either.
No,
because
we met through, basically we have a mutual contact and they reached out and said, hey, we think you'd love to cover this show.
And I want to advocate
for- We just don't have the time because of Matt Sharp.
No, and I want to advocate for shows that are saying something different in the
especially
marketplace.
Especially shows that are helmed and ran and created by
women.
Yeah.
This is a show, female showrunner in this too.
So anyway, I really, really like it. I really like the, I kind of skipped forward because I wanted to watch the end before we did the interview. So I've watched the first three episodes and then the ending. There's some gagged and goop moments and people are fucking messy. It's good.
And there's a woman named Grace who kind of talks like this.
Who gets really angry at everybody.
But I love her.
And then
regardless.
Marianne is like, I can't. Our age is such a big difference. And she's only 6 years older.
Yeah. So, but you know what I will say? She feels 20 years older because she acts older than her age, even though she doesn't look it. he acts younger than his age.
Yeah, I love her, though.
Yeah.
And I like him. I'm worried. You know what? We're not recapping that show. I could go into it all now. So the Marriage Pact on Roku TV.
Roku TV. All you need is an email.
And we're going to have, I think it probably already dropped by the time you saw this. It's already on our public feed, our interview with Jessica. So you can check that out.
Yeah. Another collab, more collab news. Some of you have wanted us to do this for a long time, and we've just never gotten together with scheduling. We did a... Jeez, I can't look at my phone. There's too many things coming through.
A lot of dicks?
No, unfortunately. Work stuff.
It's Wednesday.
We did a collab with Hollywood Crime Scene, Rachel and Desi.
It was great. I hope they cut out the part where you admitted to murdering someone. Because that's going to come back to get you when we recorded that.
That could have been used against me in some way.
I think that was intelligent.
Hopefully our people have cut that.
Yeah.
I was in the moment.
Well, it did happen during sex. So.
Crime of passion.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was.
But they're so much fun. They've been friends for a while, mm-hmm. and we've been wanting to do something. And so I know a lot of you guys also listen to that podcast.
Yeah, so we're excited to do that.
We had a lot of fun talking Broadway and some scandals and
gay stuff.
Anything else we talked about, I'm sure that was funny.
We haven't recorded it yet.
We haven't recorded it yet.
But we're going
but
to.
By the time you're listening... We have. See how that works?
Yeah, that works. By the time you're listening in just a few days, on Monday, Tuesday, we'll be in Denver for Podcast Movement with Mary Payne and Pink
Shade. DocuSweeties.
Pink Shade and DocuSweeties. Chris and Wall will all be there. We're doing a panel. So we might have some collabs. If we all don't get too drunk at the pool, we might podcast together. We'll see. I don't know.
I got a lot of business associates I need to contact.
Oh, in Denver.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mile High City. Indeed.
Indeed. Anything else? I think that Plathville, September 5th. Y'all, Darfield is a hit.
She's not of the moment. She is the moment.
Barbie? Who's Barbie?
Who's Barbie?
Darfield.
Y'all, just join the movement. It's not worth fighting.
No.
Can't, like Leanne Rimes says, can't fight the moonlight.
You can't fight the
Darfield.
No. And just so you know, Darfield, we finally are. I'm going to have a little bit more time in September. And one of the things I want to work on is just revamping our merch.
Yeah.
And a Darfield merch will be coming.
If you are unfamiliar with Darfield, what have you even been doing with your life?
Go to our Instagram and TikTok.
Our Instagram will show you the creation of Darfield. Our TikTok is also there. You actually did a TikTok meme about Last Resort.
Oh, and it went viral.
And it was well
done.
Kind
of like a Swaylu.
True. Like me in Denver. Something went viral.
You watched The Last Resort. We've got Denver, then we're going to be traveling to New York to do some meetings. So Kim from Cray Cray and I are going to do some stuff, and some other podcasters will reach out. So I will be, not every episode, but I will be doing actual episodes about Last Resort.
I'm going to be surreptitiously watching and saying I'm not. So
I think that's what a lot of people are going to do.
I will not be podcasting about this show. I will be talking about it occasionally.
Did you enjoy it, the episode?
Enjoy is an interesting word.
I mean, it really is just the last 15 minutes are what's
gagged. I was gooped.
Because you didn't even
mostly
see
Kalani, at mostly Kalani covering her mouth and still vomiting out what she did, because y'all, Kalani had a hall pass.
Yeah.
Asuelu gave Kalani a hall pass and she used it. Heard it, y'all.
The hall pass was for
took
kissing.
It in.
The hall pass was for kissing, but she decided to
she
fuck.
Upgraded.
Yeah, y'all.
A hall pass is a hall pass. I really believe that.
What do you mean a hall pass is a hall pass?
If someone gives you a hall pass, that's a hall pass. It's redeemable for anything. It's not like you need to have a punch card like a bunch of subs. That's a hall pass.
Wow.
Doesn't matter.
You write that in the will.
That's in the poodle handbook.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, hall pass is a hall pass. It don't matter what you done for it. I was proud of her.
It's probably the first time she had an orgasm because apparently Asuelu's not doing it.
She even said, when you're with a woman, it's important that she also finishes.
And he was like, what?
What?
What do you mean?
Anyway. I will say
it was shocking. Shocking that they're talking about it.
I'm excited about watching them go on a boat excursion, but Angela brings Michael on a iPad.
iPad. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's absurd.
It's absurd.
I could not care less about Pratt and Liz. Could not care
Small
less.
Small Ed, as Yara says. I fast forward him.
They make me very uncomfortable.
Molly and Kelly aren't together anymore, but I still am interested watching them because we kind of don't know what happened to them. It's just like we heard they broke up. So I feel there's a lot of venom.
And there's a lot of animosity, yeah.
Yeah, and so you kind of... See, this is my prediction. Everybody says Jovi and Yari don't have problems. I think a bombshell is going to be dropped from that relationship.
My theory is it's bombshell. One of two things. I think she's on birth control.
Not telling him?
Yep. I think it's that. Or they already bought that apartment.
They already bought that apartment.
She bought that apartment.
I think there's going to be people are saying they're fine. Mark my words, y'all.
I think Yara always has an exit strategy. She took a couple classes at the Poodle Sky Institute.
She did.
That's like number two.
That is number two.
Always have an exit plan.
Right under deny, deny, deny.
Right. Deny, deny, deny.
Anyway.
Always have a back door.
I'm devouring
in your
it.
Back door. Because... We're
and I might
not
be talking to him. We'll see.
We will be talking about it occasionally. We're not recapping the whole thing.
No.
Where'd they get these therapists, too? They all look like they came out of a catalog.
They're very, one woman is more of a traditional therapist. Another woman is a trauma therapist, which is needed for 90 Day Fiancé. And then one guy I forget the name of it. It's called like temperance therapy.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
I had never heard of that. That was not something that was just that when I studied psychology.
Or temperament therapy.
Temperament therapy. All right, let's move on.
That's all. Riolet.
Let's talk about Riolet.
So I can buy my girl flowers. I'm sorry. It's so funny. You said let's go fly a kite, and mine was going to be something about flowers. But still, she needs to say I'm sorry.
Violet walks up to the. She just walks in the bakery full
on. I'm
kind
of a fan, to be honest.
Look, y'all. I think Riley got so terrible. I think some people are forgetting and thinking Violet's like this saint.
No, she's
y'all
not.
Remember. She can get kind of gross, too.
Yeah.
And she walks in, and she's very distraught. But I feel like this is a little bit of her just wanting him to feel like utter shit.
Yeah.
And putting it on. Did you get that feeling?
She needs to... Well, I think what she's dealing with is, you know, we talk about a lot of... I say when someone says, you disrespected me, she feels a lot of shame for the way... That woman, his sister / friend, talked to her, and I agree. It would bother me if someone says answer her like
oh,
that.
Oh yeah,
and
it was terrible.
And also, I still will never get over him saying beat it to her.
That was gross.
If anyone, I don't know why that triggered me so bad. If anyone ever said that to me. Any time, I would never talk to them again.
What if you were in a leather swing and covered in boy butter?
Different context.
Okay.
Completely.
Different context. Gladly beat
it. The addition of boy butter changes everything.
They should be a sponsor by now.
It's one of life's mysteries.
I'm going to reach out to them. Why not? The what fact if we that got free
the,
lube?
The fact that the boy butter comes in something that looks like a country crock actual tub.
My brother almost put it on bread.
Why don't you travel with it? They should
what
make
do you
it
want
smaller.
Me to go to Oklahoma and use cheap lube?
They should make it smaller.
I know. All right. Sorry, y'all. You missed that one.
I prefer a one that looks like a perfume bottle. You can travel it.
Keep it on the counter and dab it on your neck.
Yes. Anyway, what were we saying? So he unblocked her.
That made me like, he's like, so I unblocked her.
Like children.
Yeah.
So he's like, if we need, I want her to, so we both acknowledge our roles and what happened. I want to say this again. And if you were one of these people, think about why you're doing it. If you're apologizing and if you're apologizing because or hoping or really almost going to demand that the other person apologize, like you're only apologizing so the other person will say, I'm sorry. That's not an accurate apology.
No.
You're not really contrite.
No.
But that's what he wants.
That is exactly what he wants. Because
yeah.
Even when he's talking, she says, I wish you would have protected me. He's like, you're right. I should have protected you. And then.
But anything else you want to say?
But she does say to him, she goes, yeah, your apology's not enough. Before he even does his shitty stuff, he said, well, are you saying this is verging on my fault? And that's where she's like, yes. And he finally figures out that. She says, and he later says he doesn't believe it, and honestly, I don't either. She says that he's misunderstood, that she gets confused because of the language barrier, and that if he needs to talk to her about something serious and has questions for her, the reason she's dodged these questions is because she didn't know what he was saying, and she needs him to translate.
I think I don't want to be super skeptical of it because it could be that. It does seem convenient.
It does seem
convenient. Y'all, because I'm the same way when I'm in a foreign country and I may not know what's happening if I'm stopped by the cops. I didn't know.
Yeah. You
said
that to a guy you fucked from Iowa.
Exactly.
He was talking. He said, I can't understand you.
I didn't know the customs here.
Get the corn out of your mouth.
So.
I've never been to Iowa. I bet the guys are cute there. Have you?
I have not. Not been.
We're not going.
I do have a shirt that's in the shape of Iowa that says "Welcome to Ohio," though.
Oh,
So Riley says. So is this whole conversation is going to be about like I'm apologizing and you have no fault? He's like, I just need to know.
it was such a shitty. Like, there's a better way to do that. He could have said, you know. I want us to look at if he had said something, but he doesn't have the emotional intelligence of when there's a breakdown. Often, both parties have a responsibility. Let's talk about our responsibility in this and take out the word fault. But no, he is a fucking 13-year-old boy.
Yeah, and he says, "Oh, I'm just asking, y'all. If people talk like that, they're not just asking; they're wanting something from you.
Yeah,
come on."
Yeah.
And anyway, and he's like, well, how can we move forward? And she said, I'm willing to answer any question you have in writing. Do you think that was honest?
She says that.
Yeah.
That's
why I kind of believed her.
I think she'll answer the question. I just don't know if she'll answer it
truthfully. Yes, that's fair.
Because I think that, I did believe her in that moment.
Yeah. So they're going to be there for another 4 days. So she wants to take him to the Buddhist temple and the next day. And she even says I feel like this was honest. She said, I just want a man who will love me, take care of me and protect me. Because remember, she did not have that before.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a woman I think she's 40.
At least.
Yeah. This is a woman with two daughters, two mm-hmm. older daughters. And so this is not your textbook 20-something-year-old Asian woman that we do see a lot.
No. It's not a David Annie thing.
And this is someone who's lived a life, who's trying to do something different now, and she knows what she wants, and she's not going to really bend over. Or if she does, it'll be for a price.
It'll be for a price.
Like the Pulskaya handbook says.
Not that we've bent
if
over.
If you do bend over, quote the price first.
Quote the price first.
Yeah. Anyway.
Then they go kite flying, and they're in the park. It's crowded. It's fun. It is a little weird that she brings this up here, but it's 90 Day Fiancé, which is the 90 Day Fiancé, y'all. One of the tenets of 90 Day is to talk about important things in inappropriate places.
Yeah.
So she brings up the money thing of basically, if I come, can you sponsor me?
She says it, support me, really. She's like, how much do you have in your bank account? And I immediately went, ooh, which for us in America, we don't say.
We don't say that. Riley, though, he answered, he's like, I've got $100,000.
That's not a ton. He's like, but I make broke look good. I wouldn't like hearing that, but I know what he's meaning.
He's trying to say he can stretch a dollar.
He's saying I can support you and your daughters. And then he's like, but I want to talk about it enough, but I hope that you'll be honest with me. Sorry. I hope that because I've just been honest with you, another quid pro quo here that he says, since I've just done this for you, it's all transactional.
It's like he's in fourth grade and just learned what compromise was.
Yeah.
And it's like he's saying, my teacher, Mrs. Sherborne, talked about compromise and I'm going to give a little and then you give a little. Like, he thinks it's that basic.
But he's thinking of it as like the Louise or the Missouri Compromise. Like, it's a political treaty.
Yes.
Or a land treaty. Like, we're going to give up this part of Alaska, Seward, and we're going to give you this instead.
Like a poodle marriage.
Exactly. And this is emotion. Yeah. And it has nothing to do, but what he's wanting is he wants to win so bad. He wants to make her acknowledge his winning.
I think there is that, but I also think he just can't say it. I think underneath all of that, she really hurt his feelings, mm-hmm. and he wants an acknowledgement of his pain.
And he can't.
He can't say that.
He needs her to say I'm sorry, without.
Yeah. Because it does. It backfires on him because he says when we had the fight and you texted my father, he said it was the way he worded. He said I want to know that you regret that text, and she was like, I don't see any fault.
This is something a long time ago, that he's like, just say you're sorry for anything. Are you sorry you stepped on my foot? Let's play charades. I'll start first. I'm it rhymes with like Laurie. Rhymes with Laurie. Come on, say it.
No, not my fault.
He
sewer.
he's like, you know what I called you? You were a king kill feelings. And the thing about this is she thinks she was completely right in, because this woman knows how to hold a grudge. And she thinks.
So does this man.
Exactly. So she thinks it's completely acceptable to send texts to this man's father.
In a way, I wonder if they're similar in a lot of ways.
Probably.
The way they go about conflict. If he had just said, you hurt my feelings. And then she responded poorly to that. Then he knows that she's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And doesn't care about him.
Agree.
But now he's never going to
know. She can't admit
it. We wish you the best.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
We're not going to resolve this today. David and Sheila. I've got to say, this is still the heart of the season for me. I don't know if it's going to work out, but damn.
Let me guess. When John Reel said, I was uncomfortable with David, but I don't feel that way anymore, and I would like to learn signs so we can talk, did you cry?
I didn't cry, but I went... This is what the show is made of. I kind of could cry now. But no, I think, you know where I got emotional was when he was playing like slap hand with the little kid. And he's mm-hmm. like, I realized I can't talk to him because number one, he doesn't speak English nor ASL mm-hmm. and I can't hear him, but I can play games. And that's how my father and I communicated.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a beautiful moment to see that.
And I thought, your father never learned sign language?
Yeah. Can't imagine.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. Can't imagine.
That's insane to me. I mean, I'm not judging. It's just so...
I am a little, but...
I do feel like a father. Actually, I guess I am a little... I feel like if your child is born deaf, you need to learn the
language
to speak to them.
Maybe there was shame associated at that time.
Maybe.
And
David's older, a different time too.
And he went away to a school.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, y'all.
You can do it though. The Jelonas at Ardmore Little Theater, when they did Children of a Lesser God, they had some deaf kids come in for the play, and they ended up from the deaf school in Oklahoma. There's a deaf school in Oklahoma.
Okay, I was really worried that they did Children of a Lesser God with no deaf people.
No. They actually...
Okay. Woo!
So they actually contacted the Oklahoma School for the Deaf, and so they had the kids come in, and the Jelonas ended up adopting... One, now it's been her son for 20 years, and she learned sign language. The whole family did.
So just for clarity, I hate that I have to belabor this.
Yes, the same Vicky Jelona who was a fish got a swim woman in Showboat.
I need to say, did they have deaf people in the cast?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't make sure they just brought the school for the deaf in just to teach sign language.
No, they were part of the show.
Just clarifying. So it wasn't like you wearing a lot of self-tanner.
No, but they did that 3 years later for The King and I. They did that. They did a lot of orange ankles and orange wrists.
We can't do this.
Well, this was
not... There's so many shows to do with white people.
It was 1996.
I get it, but damn.
Actually, no. I was in college. It was 1999.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Well, it is Ardmore.
But I judge him, too. He should learn.
He should learn. So we are going to the beach. And he's like, only a week after her mother's death. And I was like, it's only been a week.
It's only been a week.
So they show the kid bonding with David. And he's like, I do want to bond with this kid because I do want to say, because he's part of our family. And they do, of course, he's like splashing around, and they do the deaf cam underwater sounds.
Oh yeah, they do.
Which I the first time I saw it on Love After Lockup, I got it, and it was kind of like interesting.
I don't mind them doing the first like maybe two or three episodes, but we get
this
it now.
This is episode 12. You need to stop this.
I don't think
we get. We are seeing his experience is different than hearing adults. We get that. Mm-hmm. It now just feels like a gimmick that is manipulative.
It also depends on the setting. If they were in some place where there was a lot of loud noise, like the noises were important to remind us. But yeah, I agree. But now Sheila's mom's death made Sheila realize, though, she wants a better life for her and John Real. Like, she doesn't want to stay poor. So I thought she was going to end up wanting to stay there and help her father, but it looks like, I feel like she's getting more all in to move to the U.S.
Yeah. I think for a lot of people who are in the situation, the parents are like, you need to go have a better life for your son. So I don't know if the parents are basically saying you need to stay, and also they send money back. Mm. So it is more of a thing, so there can be an income stream coming in.
That's true.
So
that's true.
It's a different. It's interesting you say that. It's a different kind of. We would say, but the father. She needed money to take care of her father, but the fact that money's being sent home trumps all that.
Yeah, they.
So John Real says
even the interpreters said, they're swimming in the beach.
Look at Amy. I love her. Someone in the Sissy Squad posted. Said that saw them on the couch and had the interpreter and David and Sheila, and it said, I thought for a second this was one of those threesomes from me, you, and my ex. Kind of does look like it.
Kind of.
We find out that basically the kid says, you said before, I want to learn ASL so I can talk to David because I thought he was a little strange, but now I know him. And we find out that the kids, as Sheila said, he doesn't really see his father that much because he left him. And right in front of the kid.
Left him, and he's just sitting there. So
will you be
really
his
father
second father? And in a second, David goes, yeah, I want him to be part
of
our
life. Did you cry there too?
A little bit. And he said, well, I think if I, they asked, do you want to come to America? And he's like, no, why would I want to do that?
But. Yes, it's important to ask them, but also, of course, he doesn't want to go. His friends are there.
Yeah. Also, this is going to sound like a little bit like this is not taking the kids.
Oh no! When you preface things, it's not good for our show.
It's Sheila's decision to do this.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah, it's Sheila's decision. So I think this is a little misdirection from producers.
I agree.
I think the kids gonna want to go. I get show him an American movie and say it's just like this, even though Omaha's not.
Just lie to him?
Come on. People lie to kids every day.
What are you going
to
show him? Top Gun Maverick and say, you get to fly a plane.
Maybe.
Wow.
Hey, you call it manipulation. I call it persuasion.
Don't show him serendipity. He won't want to come.
No. I think that takes place. No, that's New York City.
It's in New York City. Are there a lot of movies? How many movies are there that take place in Omaha?
I don't know. Omaha Sisters are going to scream at us about it.
Probably not a lot. There should be a lot of songs of Omaha. You can sing it well.
There's Counting Crows. Omaha, somewhere in Middle America. You don't know Counting Crows,
don't
do
know
you?
It.
At all? Like, literally, that album should have been. You were born when that album was. The time you were born was so popular. No one knew that album.
I remember Don't Counting Crows. They had a lot
Mr.
of music.
Mr. Jones.
That, yeah. They had squeaky music. He kind of, his voice is like, Mr. Jones and me. He's kind of squeaky. And
no.
And it had a lot of like, kind of music in it, right? That's
no.
what I think.
That the album was called August and Everything After.
Ah. Yeah, why would I listen to Counting Crows when I'm scared of birds? It's a bad
fair.
Why?
But he dated, Adam Duritz literally dated Courtney Cox. He was like the most famous rock star for the moment.
Good for him.
So I'm just saying I'm appalled that you did not either hear that album. You know Mr. Jones.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the big
single.
He was
married to my kindergarten teacher was Mrs. Jones.
And in college, you never heard that album.
No, I was very focused on NSYNC.
So your friends who listened to...
They might have.
Who
the
may
jazzers.
Have who may have had some experience with music outside country or contemporary Christian, Sandy Patty, they didn't listen to any of that.
No. I was listening to my country queens. Don't get me wrong.
I feel like... We grew up in a different dimension sometimes, even though we are 18 months apart.
I had a flashback last night, though. That just reminded me. I went to go see my friend. I have a comedian from his name is Paul Leah. He does a lot of stuff with, you know, Paul. He wants to do the show. He's hot. Well, he does the stuff with that comedian, Matt Rife, who just like blew up, who's hot as well.
Yeah.
It's his.
He is everywhere, Matt Rife.
Well, they started this thing together that blew up like 2 years ago in the pandemic, he and Paul. So Paul, I went to go see him at the Comedy Store, took a friend. And then Paul gets off the stage, and I'm just sitting there at the Comedy Store, and then Adam Sandler just walks up.
Oh, wow.
And does a whole set. It felt very L.A. And I look over to my right, and David Spade's just sitting there watching his friend.
Was it funny?
It was funny. He told it. He was telling this really long, rambling joke, and I was like, where the fuck is this going? And it took it about 5 minutes, and then he ended it, and the kicker on the punchline was so good, I laughed for like a good straight minute.
I love it. You just told us
I don't
about
want to tell
a joke,
the joke.
And
he was working it out.
And then you said it was a very good punchline.
Well, I can't tell you the joke because, you know, y'all, a comedy club, that's like a cone of silence. You can have no phones. They're working things out. Because I used to be a stand-up comedian, so I know these things, you know.
It's so sacred. Blah, blah, blah. If my eyes could roll out of my skull right now and fall across the floor, they would.
He looked like he had just rolled out of bed.
He always looks like that.
I kind of respect that.
Remember he was like kind of really hot when he did Opera Man? Do you remember the,
he kind of was then.
He was hot and young.
Yeah. He looked like our friend Avi that we always flirt with.
Yeah. He gave me Dan Cortez, too.
Ooh, Dan Cortez.
Okay, we need to move on.
Love that man. Part of my sexual awakening. I'm sorry. If you're a man who watched Veronica's Closet, you're gay now.
our intern Frank is just going, doesn't know who any of these people are.
Who the fuck is Veronica's closet? Anyway, sorry, we're going to move on.
He's going to Google Veronica's closet and go, what the fuck is this?
This is good.
How was this ever on? Kirstie Alley, who the fuck is this? I'm 24.
She's dead. That's sad. She's dead.
She was a Scientologist.
Yeah.
And said really horrible things. So, I'm not saying she deserved to die.
Okay.
But, you know.
The less said, the better. How about that? Move on.
So, David's like, we should have a good time. Come to the U.S. It'll be just like the movie.
Just like, and she says, do you have extra room in your house? And David kind of sidesteps it. He's like, well, we'll definitely move somewhere else if you come over.
And he's like, well, we'll get a bigger apartment.
I want to look up how much a two-bedroom is in Omaha. Keep talking.
Omaha is it's definitely the most metropolitan place in Nebraska. I think it's more diverse than the rest of the state, for sure.
Let's see. Well, these look very nice. These are like frou-frou, but these are like $1,700.
He does say that she's like, I'm concerned. He's like, will you promise not to hurt us? And he said, I crossed my heart.
That was very sweet.
I cried a little bit at that, too.
You know, they would have to live outside of the city, kind of up by Bennington.
I don't know where that is.
Or Waterloo, but they could get something for like $1,300.
Okay. He could probably afford that.
He makes $800 a week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, technically your rent's supposed to be, it's supposed to be 30% or less of your financial
This
income.
Is horribly boring.
Yeah, I'm depressed too. Just because so many people in America, like 50% of their income goes to rent.
I know.
Here.
I'm saying it's horribly boring that you're calculating rent.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I'm sad.
Gino and Jasmine.
Oh. Gino, let me get your nose hair. Ooh, Gino.
And Coco's going, Gino.
I will watch them trim their nose hair every day of the week. I'm here for it.
Gino, you're the only person I trust to trim my nostrils.
Now, Gino, come inside me, Gino. Come. Okay.
And the image that...
She does say, I can breathe better. You can't breathe better when you... If you breathe better after you trim your nose
hairs... You gotta have braided nose hairs. That's intense.
It's a briar wood in your fucking nostrils.
And later on, I guess since Coco was rooting around in the luggage, Coco found Gino's blue pill stash.
Oh, yeah.
She wants to fuck him so badly.
It's like, Gene, I liked it when Gino's just walking around with a lipstick all over his face. It looks kind of like you when you have your hickeys.
Yes. You will never get me to disavow this couple. I will always love them, regardless.
Don't say that, because...
Yeah, you're
famous
right.
Famous last never words. Works. There's people we love, and then they end up proving this wrong.
They, later on... she's like, Gino, you've been able to reach climax with me each time.
It's Gino, I'm so happy when you climax.
I'm so happy when you jizz
inside
me.
Of me. It makes me feel like a woman.
Again, ironically, actual things that are said on television.
I feel like a little bit of a woman when a man climaxes in me.
Wow.
I definitely scream in my high voice like a, oh.
Frank, your call from HR is routed to my phone, so it will probably go to voicemail. So when you need to make that call, leave the message carefully.
That was a high note.
It was. It's kind of pretty.
Well, thanks. It never is pretty when I try.
No. Yeah. That's life. It's never pretty when you try.
That is life.
It's pretty when it's inadvertent.
Yeah, that's true. Now, so they go walking, and Gino's like, do you look pregnant? Do you think you're pregnant? You're calling me fat.
This is just producer initiated, it felt like to me.
So let's talk about this. We have never heard them want to talk about having a kid before.
I don't remember it. The first season.
I believe Gino.
They have not revisited this.
I do believe him. I believe that he does want
me
a child. I didn't know she had two. She has two, not one, two boys. Thank God she has boys.
Doesn't it say she had a girl?
No,
absolutely not. Are we still supposed to believe she's 34?
I'm scared of Jasmine, and I'm not going to answer that question.
There's no way she's 34 years old.
I plead the fifth, and I don't want her to
listen and come.
If she's in the country, I don't want her to come to Los Angeles and just Mortal Kombat my throat and just pull my spine out.
Yeah. I'm not afraid of many people, but I'm afraid of Jasmine.
100%.
Yeah. She says, but Gina, what would you do? What would you do right now if, dude, I told you I did not want a baby.
And he's like, well, I'm confused.
I'd be happier with a baby.
You wouldn't be happy with me, Gino. You would. You can't handle me, Gino. I can't handle children. It's chaos, which I bet. I laughed, but at the same time I thought, we don't know anything about the father.
No.
And I bet it probably was a lot of I feel like it was Jasmine raising her. Did she raise her kids on her own?
I'm not sure. I know she's had help.
I don't want to say anything because I don't know how clear the
father's
involved.
I believe they're living with her mother.
So I think so too. Yeah. And so that makes me think it probably was a lot of stress for her. So it's probably I don't think this conversation they actually had where he talks about his family will be there. And also, he wants to retire early, and he wants to be there to be home, take care of the baby. Either A, I don't know if she fully understands all that, or B, she's worried that if Gino retires early, does that mean she has to work?
She won't work. Ever. Come on.
She's not. Hopefully, he does not think Jasmine's going to go to the U.S. and get a job.
No. That's never going to happen. She's going to do her OnlyFans. But here's the thing. I was just thinking about with this couple. When we start to get into the practicalities and particulars is when this storyline becomes not funny anymore. And not fun. Because we remember that Jasmine has two small children.
It's like everything on 90 Day Fiancé. If you think about it too much, it's sad.
And the fact that I don't know how often her ex sees them. But you'd have to deal with a custody agreement then.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think this is a very dangerous place for the show to skirt. And it makes me uncomfortable because I think we'd have to really uncover a lot more things about her divorce and things like that.
It's like when one of my favorite Sean Cody porn stars was arrested for murder. Can't watch him anymore. Ruined it. It's too, you don't want the details. Right?
But you kind of do.
No.
Yeah, you kind of want to know. No. You kind of want to know because you're like, then you're watching them.
No, I couldn't do that
put
anymore.
Put it to somebody, no. And it takes on a whole different meaning.
No, it is a little bit. Have you seen that?
Maybe that's just me.
I mean, I agree with you a little bit. Did you see that video of Trixie Mattel and Katya talking about Chirac? It's the porn star Chirac.
No.
Basically,
this feels niche.
It's very niche. he's a very popular gay porn. He's actually probably my favorite gay porn star.
Okay,
right now.
I didn't need to know, but
go ahead. Anyway, he gets. But I, she tells this thing. She's like, he's like choking people, throw them up against the wall. She's like, I don't want that in my real life, but I want it in my porn.
Thank you. I don't want that in my life either. But I kind of want it in my porn.
It was funny.
I'm going to be honest.
I don't want
brothers fucking in real life. But I'll turn in.
Sorry, Frank.
Again, Frank, that HR number goes right to my phone. But I'll say, I want it in my porn. What is escapism for? Speaking of, I think we're going to talk about Barbie on the next one.
Yeah, what are we talking about? Basically it.
That's the show.
Jasmine says, though, she says the reason she hasn't talked about kids.
I love
She's like,
this.
Gino, I haven't talked about kids with you before because you never ejaculated
inside me. You never jizzed in me.
So I didn't have to worry. So now.
Which is a very convenient explanation.
That's the show. Wow. I feel disgusting.
Yeah, I'm about the same.
You guys, y'all know you can go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find all things about us. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
My shorts are short.
They are. I've been looking at your junk all episode. If you're on the intimate portrait, you're just seeing Poodle's monkey brains.
Woo!
You guys, I was about to say leave a 5-star review, but I'm pretty sure you don't want to do that. I was going to say, right, keep going clean.
Or just a 2-star. Boom, boom.
But you might want to say cover up your junk, Poods. All right,
for those
everybody.
Of you now in the intimate portrait, whoa. That was for my testicles.
Yeah, I need to go look at Dan Cortez's Instagram and think of something else.
I wonder
now.
If he's white-haired or silver-haired now.
He colors it sometimes and sometimes. I know too much
wow,
about his wife.
Wow, we need to move on.
I'm friends with his wife on Instagram now. It's a thing.
We're going to talk about parasocial relationships and you.
So, y'all, that's the show. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes, and if you're into freaky deaky brother sex, convict sex, in your
not
porn,
where I wanted to go,
but you don't
where I
want
wanted
it
to go.
In your life, it makes sense. And call us.